Okay, ready?
Yeah, let's get started.
Hello, welcome to the Hen House. I'm Michaela.
And I'm Emily.
And I'm a farmer.
And I'm not a farmer. I always love saying that.
I feel like we laugh after every time we say that.
It's because we're happy people.
Yeah, we are. Welcome back to another episode
of the Hen House. Thank you guys so much for coming back. This is episode 7.
7.
Which feels crazy. I feel like we just started doing this, but at the same time, I feel like we've been doing it for a while.
Yeah, I have like a list. We've brainstormed ideas for like the first quarter of the year, and we're already through that list. So we're going to have to sit down.
I guess it is June, so yeah.
Yeah, we're going to have to sit down and have another brainstorming.
A planning session.
Yeah.
That's wild to me. Well, and thank you guys again. You guys are the reason we keep doing this. And like, well, obviously we're the reasons we keep, like, we like to talk about it and we like to educate you guys. And I like to learn. Michaela likes to learn. Like, and we like to just, you know, talk to you guys. And so you guys are the reason we like to do this. So thank you guys so much for, you know, coming back and listening wherever you guys are listening from. And thank you to the non-family members that listen.
Shout out.
Shout out to you guys. In the last episode, I said you guys were like family now, so.
Yeah, so technically the, I don't know what we could call you. Well, anyways.
we'll come up with a name.
Yeah. How about you guys come up with a name?
Yeah, you guys come up with a name. And then you can tell us. You can send us an Instagram message.
Yeah. Speaking of, we're actually going to be doing an Instagram story today. The launch of this podcast, June 26th.
Awesome.
Where you can head over to our Instagram stories to fill out a question box.
Mm-hmm. Awesome.
The question box is, honestly, we're just looking to get some feedback from you guys of like what you guys are liking about the podcast. Any suggestions you have moving forward.
Yeah, like what you guys want to see. Kind of.
Yeah.
It's open. So let us know. Kind of.
Get us in. Get those comments in before we have our planning session for the next quarter. So
yeah, and then you're or else your ideas are vetoed. Sorry.
Locked in until third quarter. Yeah. So.
So if you want to see stuff in second quarter, then no, but seriously, like if you, yeah, it would be awesome if you guys could just let us know, like you were even just say like hi, like that'd be really cool, because then, you know, we can see who we're interacting with. So
yeah, exactly. So that'd be really fun. So today is going to look a little, or sound I guess, a little different for you guys than usual. Emily's going to be in the back seat over there across from me listening with you guys today, as I am going to be mostly talking. She can come back in at the end.
Yeah.
But we're doing, yeah, again, it's something a little different. I usually write up like a rough outline of what we're going to be talking about for each episode. It just like mostly helps like me get my ideas down and make sure that I can like articulate all the things that I want and I don't miss anything.
Right.
It's not like a structured outline by any means.
No, this is all raw.
Yeah, and we honestly, we do it in one take.
Yeah,
so but it's just like, so I don't forget anything. So as I was sitting down to write the outline for this episode, episode 7, it just actually came out more of like a story. There were so many details that I didn't want to miss. And I was reading my outline back to Lauren and I was like, this is a story. Like I should just write a story for this. It's a very short story, but yeah, so it came out like that. So Emily's going to listen to the story with you for the first time. She hasn't even read it.
Nope, I haven't. I only know the title of it. And you guys do too, because it was in the last episode.
Yes, it was.
I only know as much as you guys do.
And so then she's going to write down some questions that she has like right now as I'm reading it. And then she'll come back at the end and she'll ask her questions if she has any or has any comments. You might hear her laughing in the background or moving, and that's okay.
I'm fidgety and I laugh a lot, so.
So you might hear her, but mostly, yeah, for the first like 6 minutes or so, you're going to hear me just rambling on about the story.
I'm excited. Michaela's actually an excellent storyteller. She wrote a story. I won't say what it is, but she wrote a story and it was wonderful. And even just the way she read it, it was beautiful.
Yeah, so. It was great. It was about a superhero. We will not say the name.
No, we can't. It's actually,
it might be illegal.
It would be illegal to say it.
No, the reason why we can't say it is because we want this, I guess the muse of this story.
Absolutely. To remain anonymous.
To remain anonymous and anonymous.
Anonymous? I had to think about it for a second.
And to come on the podcast on as a guest.
Yep.
And so we can't tarnish his no, name.
Absolutely not. Oh, we said it was a he.
Oh.
But that's it. But it's, yeah.
Anyways.
Anyways, all that to say is Michaela is an excellent storyteller. So I think you guys, if you have headphones in, just sit back, relax. Or if you're driving, whatever.
Yeah, yeah, it'd be so cool, even in the comment box, to yeah, see what you guys do when you listen to the podcast. Like maybe you're at the gym, you know. I listen to it at work. I force all my coworkers to listen to it. And it's great.
That's I usually listen to it when I'm in the car or when I'm in the kitchen cooking. Yes. Those are like my kind of two places. And I know Chloe, like your cousin, she listens to it at the gym. Yeah. And so and then Will listens yes, to it at work.
I started playing the podcast for our new puppy because it's my voice. And so like he calms down when he hears our voices. And so I thought that was kind of fun.
That's cute. I like that. Little Goose.
Yeah, Goose listens to the podcast. And so if a dog can listen to it, maybe you should as well.
You heard it here, folks.
Okay, so without further ado, today you're going to hear the story of how we got our pigs and the man who took a chance on a couple of eager newbies. Let's go back to the beginning. Mark and Salome had recently bought the farm, and all four of us, Mark, Salome, Lauren, and I, were contemplating what animals we wanted to have on the farm. We knew we wanted chickens. They are, as Kelly said, gateway livestock, but we also wanted a larger animal. So we started assessing the land and what we have in its current state. The farm does not have good soil quality. The fields and the barns were left for so long unattended that they were overrun with weeds, and the soil degraded so heavily. It was essentially just left bedrock exposed and little soil. We also have an invasive species called invasive species of bush. It's called buckthorn. It's horrible to get rid of, and our fields are just overrun with it. After taking a look at what the farm had, cows were just not an option. Cows need a lot of land and grass to graze, and rocky lands can just be really dangerous for cows. And so our land was just not ideal for that livestock. We completely crossed cows off of our list. We then looked at goats. Goats love short bush, and they especially love eating buckthorn berries. So we were like, wow, that is a great option. But the prospect of selling goat meat is not the best in our area. So we quickly crossed that one off. And the next option, third option, was pigs. They can root where we don't have grass, and pigs like to explore through the bush. They also root up the roots of the buckthorn and hopefully would then kill it. Pork is widely sold in our area, and although the land was not most ideal for them, pigs are pretty resilient, and they would do just fine with what we had. And so, we decided on pigs. Lauren began his research on farming pigs, and honestly, his research lasted for months and months before we made any decision on what animal or what type of pigs we wanted. He took every spare second he had to research and learn everything he could about farming swine. We had some criteria we wanted to meet. We wanted to offer a niche in the market, and we wanted a quality breed. And we wanted our own line of pigs and to breed ourselves. In Lauren's research, he had landed on the Berkshire breed, and they checked all of the boxes of a unique heritage breed that is niche in the market. The only snag? Purebred Berkshire is hard to get. The breed is not easy to find. And so Lauren started calling around. Lauren literally Googled Berkshire farmers in Canada and started cold calling all of them. And I actually mean all of them. Each time he called somebody, he would ask a lot of questions, including, how and where can I get my own herd? And every time, the person on the other end of the line would dodge the question with, well, maybe you should call this person. And so Lauren went up the chain of people until he got Elwood. The first time Lauren called Elwood, his daughter answered the phone and told Lauren never to call in again because Elwood was going through chemo. So Lauren was a bit discouraged, but he kept up his research and cold calls. On one of Elwood's good days, he discovered that Lauren had called, and Elwood gave Lauren a call back. Let's just pause here and paint a little picture of Elwood for you. He's 85 years old. He's the head of Berkshire Canada, owns three farms in Quebec, one of which is a petting farm that his son runs because it's his least favorite farm. He has fought in wars. He's got struck by lightning, ran over by a combine, and most recently, beaten cancer. He is such a character and an interesting guy. Elwood to this day is a mentor to us and always a phone call away. He checks in regularly and has really taken Lorne as a mentee who he invests in. We are honestly very thankful for Elwood. Back to the story. When Elwood called Lorne back, they talked on the phone for a couple of hours. Lorne asked him all of his burning questions, and eventually Lorne asked Elwood, "How and where can I get my own herd?" But instead of sending Lorne to someone else, Elwood took a chance on Lorne and our farm. Elwood knew how green we were. He knew we had no idea what we were doing, but he decided to take a chance on a couple of eager newbies. He led us into the exclusive club of people breeding and selling purebred Berkshire, registered Berkshire pork. Elwood set us up with three of our sows and gave us Abraham, a proven boar, for free. Let me just stress, that just does not happen. So we had our pigs, and then we came to the realization that we had absolutely nothing ready for them. We didn't have a place for them to pasture. We didn't have a place for them to sleep, or even a bucket of water for them to drink out of. Thankfully, in Lauren's research, he landed on a type of electric fence that was pretty cost effective, and it would work for our situation. And it would also last for generations to come. In practicality, though, it was a challenge to drill into our land. Remember the bedrock? Lorne and Mark spent days, literally weeks of 12-hour long days, drilling holes into our bedrock land. Oh my gosh, it was horrible.
That sounds bad.
They fenced 5 acres of land for our pigs in total. We had to hang gates, clean out the barn where the pigs would stay, and make food troughs and watering solutions. I remember making a door frame for my very first time, which since we've taken down because it was so bad, 24 hours before the pigs showed up. On the day of pig delivery, Lorne and Dad still had to hammer some holes into the ground and finish wiring the fence. They had literally run the last wire as the pigs were coming up the driveway in their trailer. They had just turned it on, literally. And Elwood drove up the lane with the pigs in tow. Elwood was fit with a pig belt buckle and suspenders. And he brought the pigs to us. He, Elwood, being the caring farmer he is, said that if he was not happy with the conditions for the pigs, he would not have let us keep them. The pigs he brought us come straight from England and have a very good family trees. This is important for when you're starting your own line. You have to start with a good foundation. Thankfully, we pulled off Elwood's test and he was happy with our farm. And so, our very own lineage of purebred Berkshire pigs began. And that's the end.
That's awesome. I loved it. It was like a nice story, like a bedtime story.
Yeah.
You could make that into a children's book. That's really cool.
And I want to post, Lorne has pictures of Elwood.
Yeah.
Actually dropping off our pigs.
Really?
So like on the day of drop off and stuff, he has a picture of Elwood.
Oh.
In the trailer. And so I will post that like when this episode comes out.
That's a great idea. I only just have in my mind what he looks like. So I don't actually know. So I'll be seeing that for the first time too. That was really good. Very well written. Very well spoken. Thank you. So I was focusing really hard to write down things. I'm really good at multitasking, but like sometimes I get fixated on one thing and then my brain wanders. And then as Michaela was telling me the story, I was like imagining I was there. And I was like, wait a second, I'm supposed to be writing stuff down. Because I've been to the farm, so I kind of know where things are. Well, and our wedding was there, but I know where things are. So I was like picturing myself and I'm like, wait a second, I need to be writing this down. How long did that take you to write? That's not my first question, but that is a genuine question.
Honestly, once I had the outline, mm-hmm. the outline took me maybe like 20 minutes to write. And then I read it out to Lauren, and then it just condensed into a story. Probably nice. Take me like 10 minutes.
That's coming from an English major. So yeah. This is her second nature. An average person, it would take 3 days. No, that was really good. My first question was, so are pigs considered large animals? Because you talked about, we for sure wanted chickens, which was the gateway thing. And then you said, and then we wanted a large animal. So are pigs considered large animals?
I would consider them large
animals. So is that like on the low end of a large animal?
Well, Abraham is like...
He's a big boy.
Yeah, like this might be for the burn pile, but I think he's about 800 pounds.
Oh my gosh.
It's like, that's big.
That is, yeah, I would consider that large.
Yeah.
I guess maybe when I think of large animal, my brain goes to like height. So like a cow, like that's pretty tall. Like if I stand next to a cow, it's coming up to my shoulder kind of thing. I'm like 5'7". So in my brain, that's where it went. But yeah, I didn't think about weight. Absolutely. And how much do your sows weigh roughly?
I think like obviously like 500 they're a little bit smaller. Pounds.
Which is still a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's, and then on average, how much does a piglet weigh when they're born?
When they're born?
Yeah. Like really small.
Oh, so small. Like maybe a pound.
Really? Like they're that tiny?
Maybe a little bit more than that. Like the hefty ones, maybe like 4 pounds.
The first few that come out, and then the runts like.
So small.
Okay. Interesting. Okay. My next question is there anything that you can do to your land to make it sustainable for cows, or is that just totally not in the picture?
Yeah, so that's part of why, that was one of the reasons why we wanted it. Goats would have been really good at that. They would have been really good at regenerating soil for us. The pigs are going to regenerate soil for us as well. They're going to root up the bad stuff, and they're going to leave their manure on the soil. And like that will turn into earth eventually over time.
Right.
And so as long as we rotationally graze and we upkeep, like cut back weeds and continue to grow like that, it will regenerate over years and years and years.
Right. Wow, that's cool. So, okay, the buckthorn thing. Let's say it was like your field was 80% covered or whatever. Today, how much have the pigs rooted up? Like, have that's they rooted up question. Like a lot?
We
have
cut
they...
a lot down.
Yeah.
Because we had to go through and just basically
cut
down everything and say we had big burn piles. Mm-hmm. We need to do that again. And burning is good for the land as well. And so we'll reburn. But I don't know. There's still quite a bit of buckthorn. But in the area where the pigs are, there's not as much as there used to be, honestly. Oh,
so they've been doing a good job.
Yeah.
That's cool. I was just curious because I was like, because you had said they're good for uprooting things and doing that stuff. So I was just wondering if it's actually been effective.
Yeah,
like,
the buckthorn needs to get taken out at its roots, or you need to get the berries, because like what happens is they'll just drop their berries and then it'll like germinate all over again. And you can't just like cut them down. You have to take them out at their roots.
Oh,
so if we wanted to do pigs and goats, which we might do eventually, but the goats would eat the berries and they would eat the foliage, and then the pigs would then root up the tree, and so together they would work really, really well to kind of get rid of the stuff that we don't want, and then we could plant the stuff that we do.
Interesting.
But again, goats just is not in the table right now,
right?
Eventually maybe we'll get one.
That's cool.
Two.
I like that. Okay. And then I wrote down, is swine a good word to use? Because you had said, we were calling them pigs and then we were calling them swine. So, because when I hear swine, my brain goes to swine flu.
Oh, yeah.
But that's because I'm not a farmer. So it's like, so is swine like an appropriate term? Like, is that like it's official term, or is that like layman's terms? Is that?
I think swine would be its pig's official title.
So pigs is like layman terms, and then swine is like the official. And does swine mean multiple, or is I don't know, is that like a plural? I can Google it
for Lauren.
Swine definition. I don't know, because I was just curious. Oh, swine, it just says a pig. Okay, thank you, Google. That was not helpful.
You know how plants have their like
the Latin name?
Yeah.
Okay. So yeah,
maybe it has something like to do with that.
That'll be for next week for the burn pile.
Yeah.
We'll figure that out. A comment that I wrote down was, thank goodness for Lauren's persistence.
Oh yeah.
That's what I had written that down with an exclamation mark, actually, because like you had said, like he tried calling and then like he didn't give up on Elwood either. Yeah. Right. So like, cause look at where you guys are today.
I know, all because of that. And I said, at the very beginning of our Instagram, I had posted pictures of like meet the family. Mm-hmm. And like I had posted one about Lauren and I said that, like we wouldn't have mm-hmm. anything. We wouldn't have the chickens we have. We wouldn't have the pigs we have. We wouldn't have the fences we have unless we had Lauren.
Wow.
And it's true. But he did a lot of the research to the foundation of the farm.
Yeah.
Like he's the one who figured out what laying hens we wanted, what fences we needed to have, mm-hmm. what pigs we needed to have, everything. Like he researched everything. And so he was very persistent. I would not do that. I could not cold call people.
I couldn't either. I'd be too anxious.
And he just kept calling. And yeah. And eventually it worked out.
That's awesome. It's so good. And like he saw something that he wanted and you know, he worked for it. That's really good. So yeah, I had written that down with an exclamation point.
And Elwood, honestly, like that 2-hour conversation.
Yeah.
Lauren was asking Elwood a lot of questions, but Elwood was asking Lauren questions too, to see how serious he was about getting into
it. Totally.
And it was like, he got off the phone and he was like, I feel like I've just been like interviewed for a job. Because like, it was like.
Kind of felt like it.
Yeah. Because they were interviewing us to be a part of this like club, I guess.
No, it is.
They don't let a lot of people in.
No, it's quite prestigious, right? Like it is, because they're British pigs. Not that makes them prestigious, but no, that's really cool. The other thing I had written down, another just phrase, was Elwood is a superhero.
Yes.
All the things you said that he had to go through, and like that's just crazy. He was the inspiration for your story.
Yes, he was. He was the superhero. And it's crazy talking to him. Like I've met him just once. He came to pick up Abraham. He gave it him to us, which I did say is not, it's unheard of.
Yeah.
As Abraham sits proven, which it doesn't matter how many times he's proven. He was proven when he came. He's still the same amount of money now that he was worth then, and we could sell him for a lot of money. And so when I say he took a chance on us, like he did, like he didn't know,
like you guys,
he had no idea who we were. He didn't know how green we were, and he still was so generous and is still continues to be so generous. And so Elwood called us one day and said his boars weren't performing, and he's like, can I come pick up Abraham? And like, usually you don't want to give your pigs away to breed. Some people do, but it's a difficult thing because you don't know what the farm conditions are. You don't know how they're going to treat the pig. You don't know. We just don't know.
Yeah.
But Elwood will give him anything.
Yeah.
So he came and picked up Abraham.
Mm-hmm.
And so we got talking to him. And my mom's going to want me to put this in. She told me about this. It didn't fit in the story, but it's important to mention. Is we were just talking, he came in for a coffee, and he's such an interesting guy. And then we started talking about where he grew up. And he grew up on a farm that was like 2 doors down from the farm that my mom
and
her family
grew
up on in Osgood.
What?
Yeah. So it was like such a small, like full circle moment.
Wow.
And he would have known, I don't know if he would have known my grandpa or maybe my uncles. He would have went to school with my mom's uncles, I guess.
Yeah, your great uncle.
Yeah. That he would have went to school with them. But yeah, he really is just a superhero. Like I remember Lauren said that Elwood said one time where he was like, I did all these things, beaten all these things. Cancer's never going to get me.
Amen.
And he just he just never wavered. And
wow. That's so cool. That honestly, I can just see from like listening to the story how like much God had a hand in all this. Like, you know, like, oh, you could say, oh, we left it up to chance or whatever. Like, oh, Elwood just happened to pick up again and whatever. But like, and then for it to be like a full circle thing, like that, you know, anyways, it's just really cool to see like how God totally had a hand in this and was like, I'm going to bless this farm. Like, this is how it's going to go, which I think is really incredible. So go Elwood.
I told Lauren we should send this episode to him.
Yeah.
And so Elwood, if you're listening, shout out to you.
You're a superhero. hear the story from
Michelle. I think his daughter might have to help him set it up, but
I mean, Spotify is confusing for me. So yeah. This was just a joke that I wrote down because you had said that they were putting like the fencing when the pigs were coming down. So I said, down to the wire, literally.
Quite literally.
Yeah.
They had turned it on for the first time.
When the pigs showed up.
Yeah.
I just thought that was funny to myself.
They were down to the wire.
Literally. I actually, it auto-corrected to don't the wire. It's a good thing I read it correctly. The next thing was, Elwood drove to you guys? Like, he was the one driving the car. And you said he's 85 and he, wow. So again, that goes back to the superhero thing.
Yeah.
This man's awesome.
He's out there dealing with the pigs. And
that's so cool. And it sounds like he really loves it. Like,
he does.
He really loves it.
He's trying to get out of it a little bit just because he is getting old.
Absolutely. Yeah.
And so that's why he's taking on, like, he took on Lorne because he wants to tell Lorne.
Yeah.
Like, how to start to impart knowledge.
Right.
On, and he's head of Berkshire Canada, and so like he imparts will Lorne knowledge.
Be the head
oh
of Berkshire.
No, there's a lot of other people that he mentors as well.
Very cool.
And in farming, it's really important to have a mentor.
Absolutely, like somebody you can turn to, and who's been there and can ask you the question, or you ask them the questions, and
exactly. So like, if we have something wrong, like we kind of Elwood has connected us with other people in the Berkshire. Mm-hmm. Like community, which is really nice, so we have other people to call other than Elwood himself.
That's great.
But like, he's always there for us any time. Yeah,
that's so cool. That's really great. And okay, my next question was, is it uncommon that he gave it to you for free, the pigs for free?
Yes,
like
100%.
That's very uncommon.
Yeah.
Wow. And so
as far as I know,
did he ever say why he decided to be, just because he liked Lorne and felt like he was a good fit? Like,
he said that he felt bad because so when the pigs came, and we've talked about this, but they had shipping fever.
Yes.
And so they lost their babies, a couple of them, and they had problems sticking the first time. And so we were supposed to get them earlier than we did.
Right.
Which was honestly like good for us. We were not ready for them.
A blessing in disguise.
So he felt bad. Like, multiple things he felt bad. And we were like, no, like, seriously, it's not an issue.
Yeah, like, we're learning. We're here to figure it out. Yeah.
And so he sent Abraham to impregnate the ones that had lost their babies again, like, eventually. And then, so the plan was always, like, he was going to come and take Abraham back. And then he just one day was like, I'm not coming back for him. Like, you guys can just have him.
That's, wow. Yeah. That's incredible.
Yeah. And so I don't know, like, I would be so interested to hear his side of the story.
Yeah, like what he thought and like what his thoughts behind it.
But on our side of the story, it was just like a huge blessing.
Totally.
That was like, we didn't.
Again, how you can see God's hand in that.
Yeah.
Wow. That's beautiful. The last thing I had written down was you had talked about like the lineage of Berkshire and starting with a good foundation to produce like good and healthy swine is the proper word. But I just thought how that was so fitting and so biblical too, like to starting with a firm foundation, like the story about, you know, like building your house on the rock versus on the sand and like having a firm foundation in Christ and stuff and all that. But then I thought how that really tied in to the pigs too, like having a foundation where they're healthy and like it's purebred and like all this stuff to create healthy pigs and to create the best pig. Anyways, I just thought that was really cool and beautiful since it is like a Christian run farm. Like, you guys, your name is Ruach, right? So anyways, I just thought that was really cool.
I never thought about it that way. It was pretty cool to think about, like, it's like important for the animal's health.
Yeah.
But also more of like a metaphorical, like.
Totally.
Yeah, it works out.
Anyways, I just thought that was cool. I was like, oh, you talked about lineage and firm foundation and stuff. And then I guess that kind of, we could jump into like the foundation of, you know, your buildings and all that stuff.
Yeah. But
anyways, I just thought that was really cool. And it's nice to see, that you guys like pouring your hearts into this and, you know, your parents doing it too and stuff.
Yeah.
Like it's really cool just to see that. So anyways, thank you for reading the story.
Yeah, I think that's probably all I have. I don't know if I had written. I don't think I wrote an outro for this one.
That's okay. We can make it up.
Right. And I also wasn't 100% sure what we were going to be talking about next time.
True.
So,
ooh, it's a surprise. Yeah. Another cliffhanger.
Yeah, it'll be a cliffhanger. I was too busy, too occupied about writing the story that I forgot all of my other things
that I normally write. It's down. Okay. You've been very busy. You have a new puppy, all that stuff. It's totally good. Anyways, but no, thank you so much for reading that. That was really cool because, like, I've heard that story, like, told before, but that's because, like, I was going alongside you in life. Yeah. So it was, but it was cool to, like, actually hear you. Like, read it, like, from start to finish.
And it was, like, nice to reflect on it from start to finish. Like,
yeah. It is such a beautiful story, too. And it's a true story.
Yeah. It was, and, like, as I was writing it, it was just, like, this is just a really nice story. And, like, yeah, there's hard times. But, honestly, like, the way that those pigs had gotten to us, it was seamless. Like, it wasn't
so cool.
But, well, Lauren had a hard time. Like, he did his lot of his research. He called and he worked really hard for it. But once we got them, it really was.
And then it really just worked out.
Yeah.
Ah, that's so amazing. I love that. Love that for you. Anyways, thank you guys so much for coming back and listening. This was awesome to have you guys back. And we'll see you next time for the surprise that we don't know what it is.
All right.
All right. Well, thanks, guys. Bye.